There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits. This is your Friday, July 7th edition. We have 2-game early, 13-game main slate to attack. Hope everybody had a good Thursday. Made a little cash. Interesting slates, to say the least. But, yeah, we got it in. It was good. Let's check out the weather for your Friday. Pirates, Cubs, wind blowing in from left field. Make sure that stays the same, because if that's the case and you're playing a 2-game slate or an all-day slate, you know, I hate 2-game slates. I don't recommend them, especially on DraftKings, maybe FanDuel. But wind blowing in from left, that's big in Wrigley, especially between two pretty crappy pitchers. Padres, Phillies, that's your other day game because it starts 25 minutes or 30 minutes before lock of the late slate. So they started early. DraftKings kills me with that. As you go to the evening, really nothing too bad. You got a couple of warm outings. It looks like it might not rain in Washington tonight. God bless. That's just outstanding. In Cleveland, between the Tigers and the Indians, you got 60% chances of rain that dwindle off as the evening gets later. Depends on how they want to attack that one. It's going to be hot, hot, hot in Texas between the Angels and the Rangers. Just get used to it this summertime in Arlington. The conditions are very good for hitting. Baltimore at Minnesota, wind blowing out pretty hard to right field in that one. Mets, Cardinals, wind blowing out hard to right in that one. As you go on, you got the normal wind blowing out in San Francisco between the Marlins and the Giants, but nothing to be too excited about there. All in all, looks like we might dodge the rain today, which would be outstanding. Take a quick look at your game totals. They're still waiting on the official wind on the Pirates-Cubs for that one. Padres-Phillies total at 9. When you go to the evening slate, Brewers-Yankees, 11. Wowzers. Braves-Nationals, 8. Astros-Blue Jays, 9.5. Red Sox-Rays, 9. Tigers-Indians, 9.5. Angels-Rangers, 10. Orioles-Twins, 10.5. So we have 3 totals over 10, not in Coors. Mets, Cardinals, nice pitching duel here, a total of 8. White Sox, Colorado, in Coors, Derek Holland versus Herman Marquez, 12.5. Reds, D-backs, 9. A's, Mariners, 8. Royals, Dodgers, 8.5. Marlins, Gigantes, 8.5. So we got 3/8. The rest is 9 and above. On your evening slate, let's get right to the pitching. Your early slate, Pirates Cubs, you got Trevor Williams, Eddie Butler, both bad. And San Diego Philly, you got Clayton Richards, Nick Pivetta. Pivetta's not a bad play. San Diego can't hit the ball, but Pivetta's got K upside against a team that strikes out a ton. That'd be my top option on your early slate. I just don't want to play it at all, so just please just stay away. Just enjoy your day, get ready for the weekend, and then attack this awesome 13-game slate. We kick it off, Max Scherzer, $13,200 at home against the Atlanta Braves. Yep, Scherzer. Not too much to complain about. 41.4 points his last time out. Double-digit Ks in 3 of 4. He only had 6 against the Cubs 2 starts ago. Other than that, the guy has been filthy. 4, 5, 5, 6, 7. 7 of his last 8 starts over 30 points. 4 of those starts over 40 points. That is just crazy stuff. He's facing a Braves team that strikes out about 20% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Last 30 days, Mad Max, third best on your barrel, FIP leaderboard. Getting barreled 2.5% of the time, striking out almost 40% of the batters he's facing, which is outstanding. Swinging strike rate of almost 16%. Stuff you don't see very often. Hard contact rate's low. Yeah, Mad Max is a phenomenal pitcher in a great spot. And the Braves have the lowest total on the day at 3.02. Lefties 308, righties 195 off Mad Max. We know Max can give up the home run or two. That's always in the books. But the case should be there. Mad Max, definitely worth it if you want to pay up. The next up, if you don't want to pay that, you want to save $1,400. Jacob DeGrom. He's 11-8 at St. Louis. DeGrom has been great. 7-8, 3 hits, 112 Ks his last time out for 39.4. He has 4 straight 31 or more point games. He had a couple hiccups in the middle, but since then has been outstanding. Does great against lefties and righties. He's facing a St. Louis team, strikes at almost 21% of the time. Last 30 days, 15th best on the barrel, FIP, getting barreled 2.16% of the time, striking out almost 24% of the batters he's facing. He's been great. He's got over a 30% K rate versus righties. There's a lot to love when it comes to Jacob DeGrom in this matchup. Cardinals have a total of 409, which is 6th lowest on the date. Lefties hitting 286, righties only 302 versus DeGrom. They do have a little bit of pop, but nothing too crazy. They go off every once in a while, but DeGrom has been filthy, well-deserving of his price tag. If you want to pivot off Scherzer, no problem going there at all. I'm going to skip over Zach Greinke just for the fact he's in chase, and there's so many other options tonight. If you want to go GPP, you can go that route. He pitched great his last time out, but prior to that, he had 3 straight, or if you want to count 20.5, 4 straight 20.5 or below performances. At 11-2, we need more than that. Cincinnati does have some power versus righties. Greinke could go in for a great game tonight. It's just, if I'm going to pay, I'm going to pay other spots and not get risky there. Same with Carlos Carrasco at 11,000. Carrasco's actually been much better on the road than at home this year. Facing a Detroit team that is the team that hits right-handed pitching best in all of baseball as a team. Some of the hardest contact rates, exit velocities in baseball for right-handed pitching. Carrasco's a great pitcher again, but for $11,000, you need that big price bump where you know DeGrom and Scherzer, their ceiling's so much higher. He's been really good, though. 26 or more points in 3 of his last 4. He just faced Detroit. 7 innings, 4 hits, 1 earned, 7 Ks for 28.2 his last time out. So if you want to go Carrasco, you can, but I'd rather pay Scherzer or DeGrom. Or my next guy is Carlos Martinez at 10-7 at home against the New York Mets. C-Mart, he got blown up against Washington his last time out. No hiding that. But prior to that, 24-7. He had a hiccup at Philly. At Baltimore, 27-3. At home against Philly, 48-3. So his last few home starts, if you take away that bad one against Washington, Philly, 48.3. Dodgers, 33.8. Giants, 28.5. Out of 21-6. He's basically got 22 or more points in his 4 home starts. He's been really, really good in his home confines. Those are his last 4, not overall. 2.42 ERA at home compared to 4.13 on the road. Averaging almost 24 points at home. Facing a Mets team that strikes out 19% of the time, C-Mart has a K rate of 28.4%, which is outstanding. A ground ball rate of almost 50%, which you love, against a Mets team that likes to show a lot of power. Mets have a 331 WOBA and a 199 ISO versus right-handed pitching. It's one of the best in all of baseball. Those are great numbers. They have the 4th lowest total on the board at 391. Lefties, 318. Righties, only 236 versus C-Mart. They can throw a lot of lefties out there. We know this, so that is a little bit of a concern. It's a riskier play than the others. That's why I said if you want to go Carrasco, you want to go Greinke, go for it. I'd save the money and go to C-Mart, or I'd pay up for Scherzer or DeGrom. So those are my 3 guys above 10K. I go Max, DeGrom, C-Mart in that order. Again, no problem with Greinke, Carrasco. They seem like they bring a lot more risk when you can go to these guys, or we have a ton of guys at $8,700 or below that I really like. You don't even have to pay up tonight if you don't want to. It's been better of late to pay up for pitching. It's really paid off. As you know, if you've been listening long enough, I usually hate paying up for pitching, but I've been doing it a lot lately, and it's been easier, quote-unquote, to find bats than it has to get those middle tier guys to really be consistent on the mound. So let's get into those middle tier guys. I have five of them we're going to target. And we're going to start with Drew Pomeranz, $8,700 at the Tampa Bay Rays. Pomeranz coming off of 6 innings, 5 hits, 1 earned, 3K at Toronto. He's given up 2 earned or less in 4 straight starts. He's got the ability to be extremely rocky. We know this, but he's got 16 or more points in those 4 starts. The Ks are there if he's flicking it right. A lot of it's just walking with him, which has been a lot better of late. As a whole, though, the reason why this has tremendous upside is we know the Rays can hit. They scored 4 off of Sale, but they also struck out 12 times because they strike out 26.5% of time versus lefties. Pomeranz almost strikes out 27% that he faces. Swinging strike rate around 11%. You know, good ground ball, good hard contact. You like all of those factors. Tampa Bay total of 4.35, a little below middle of the pack today. Lefty's 3.14, righty's only 2.88 versus Pomeranz, which is outstanding. And the Rays numbers, they used to be elite against lefties. They're down to a barely average wOBA of 3.03 and a barely above average ISO of 151. At one time, that ISO was much, much higher. So Pomeranz could get lit up, no doubt about it, no question about it. But good ballpark to pitch in down there in Tampa Bay. But Pomeranz 87 with nice K upside in this matchup. Next guy, James Paxton, 8,500 at home against the Oakland A's. He's made a couple starts back from the DL. He was bad, then he got better. At LA, his last time out, only struck out 3, which hurt. He only gave 1 run for 20 points, 19.9. Prior to that, 13.6. The Ks were there, the 2 starts, you know, 9 and 8 prior to the last one. Last 3 starts looked a lot more like the Paxton we like. Oakland, as a team, we know they've been hitting the ball extremely well. I told you, I loved them last night. They were awesome. Our boy Maxwell, you know, K with the Chris Davis, lots to love last night. But he's facing an Oakland team that does strike out 25.4% of time versus lefties, which is outstanding. Paxton's got a K rate of 27.5, a swinging strike rate of 12.6. He limits the hard contact. Ground balls are decent. Lots to love there. Oakland, third lowest total on the board at 3.68. Lefties are only hitting 287. Righties only 301 versus Paxton. The A's have a below average wOBA of 292. This is San Francisco Giants numbers. This is bad stuff. Anaheim Angels, who we'll get to against lefties coming up, they are just as bad. They do have a good ISO of 155, a little above average because they have that power I've mentioned. But as a team, really not that good against lefties. You have guys you can target. They can go off any day. But as a whole, strikeout upside is tremendous. Good quality start is tremendous. Lots to like about Paxton at $8,500. Next up, Dan Straley at $8,000. I'm telling you, this middle tier, you know, there's risk with all the pitchers every night, but there's a lot of upside in this middle tier tonight. Dan Straley, $8,000 at the San Francisco Giants, facing that Giants lineup, who I mentioned, is bad. They've been better of late when they've won 8 of 10, I believe it is. 7 of 9, I believe. Maybe 8 of 10, I can't remember. They're actually winning, so it's crazy. Australia's $8,000. He's got you 16 or more points in 3 of 4. Pitching really well this season, 3.51 ERA, which is great for Straley. He's better at home than on the road, but at the same time, this road starts in AT&T against the Giants team, who I mentioned is bad at baseball. They strike out 19.4% of the time versus righties, which sucks, but everyone said that about Anibal Sanchez yesterday. And what do? He struck out like 8 dudes in 6 innings. The Giants have a much different lineup than they once had, so that's something to think about. Straley has a 25% carry on the year. In the last 30 days, he is 25th best on the barrel FIP, getting barreled 3.7% of the time, striking out 23.15% of the batters he's facing. Been very, very good. Swinging strike rate of 12%, decent ground ball rate. Giants have a total of 4.23. Lefties only 2.76 for Straley, and the Giants put 4 or 5 lefties in their lineup most nights, unless they mix it up. Righty's 3.24. But there's that wOBA of 293, which is dreadful, and an ISO of only 129. Straley makes for a very interesting play at $8,000. Go a little lower. You got Cole Hamels, $7,800 at home against the Angels. Now, at home is scary. The hitting conditions are going to be phenomenal today, as they've been in Texas of late. But you're facing an Angels team that strikes out... ready to go. Strike out 20.1% of the time versus lefties. You got Cole, who's still trying. He hasn't been that good this year, but his last start out showed promise. He was injured, basically. Finally went to the DL, came back. First start back, he got beat up by Cleveland and Cleveland. Last start at the White Sox, 6 2/3, 2 earned, 6 Ks, 25-2. That looked a little more like the Hamels of old. And he's facing an Angels team who is not good versus lefties. They have a middle-of-the-pack team total, but that's due to the overall total and the weather. Lefties 261, righties 315 off Hamels. And they have a very bad WOBA of 294 and ISO of 116. That ISO is really bad versus left-handed pitching. So it's very risky with the hitting conditions there. That part is scary, but the upside strikeout-wise, Hamels has almost a 50% ground ball rate, which is glorious. Massive risk in that ballpark, but he's got a great matchup against a team that really struggles against lefties in the Angels at $7,800. There's tremendous upside with that price tag. You know, when Hamels in the past was going right, he's a five-digit pitcher. Now, is he going right? No, he's not. But his last start was a point in the right direction against a White Sox team in a good hitter's ballpark in Chicago. That hits lefties well. Well, now we got a test against a team that doesn't hit lefties well in another good hitter's ballpark. So let's see what the kid has. Cole Hamels at 78. He's not a kid anymore, but very good price. Another gamble, but the price tag is just way too cheap, is Kenta Maeda at $7,400 at home against the Los Angeles Dodgers. Maeda got beat up at San Diego his last time out, but prior to that was pitching really, really well. After his trip to the bullpen, his first start back from the pen was against the Angels. 7 innings, 4 hits, no earned, 6 Ks for 29-4. He had a 20.3 at Cincinnati, a 17.2 against Cincinnati, 15.4 at Milwaukee. He's $7,400, which is priced too cheap, but the Royals' bats have been hot. They had a great series in Seattle. They've been swinging a really, really good bat lately. But Maeda, 21% K rate for Kansas City versus righties. Maeda strikes out about 25%. Swinging strike rate of over 14% for Maeda. Very low hard contact. Maeda, if he's not screwing you, but is doing stupid stuff, he's a really good pitcher lately. And the Royals have the second lowest total on the board at 367. Lefties 316, righties 256. There are some good lefties in that Royals lineup, no doubt about it. But as a whole, Maeda makes for a very interesting play with tremendous upside at $7,400 in a pitcher's-friendly park there in Chavez Ravine. Maeda definitely on the agenda. And the last guy in this range, Kevin Gausman, $7,300 at Minnesota. This is a GPP play, but almost even cash just for the price point. But Gausman's a guy that we know has so much potential. He just hasn't found it this year. He's been massively disappointing. But his last three starts, he's looked like the Gausman we've expected. 35-4, 20.4, 20 DraftKings points. This is a gamble. As we know, Minnesota can hit lefties, righties, hit a ton. But back-to-back no-run performances, 9-4, 9 on the Ks. Even in a bad start, he had 7 Ks. So the strikeouts have been there in his last four starts. The points have been there in his last three. He's pitching really well of late. And he's facing a Minnesota team that strikes out 22% of the time versus righties. You just got to watch Gausman's walk rate. Walk rate is over 10%. But even his hard contact rate, Stanley's not on the top in the last 30 days or the bottom. That's down, which is beautiful. Minnesota does have a high team total of 5-2-2. Lefties 307, righties 369. They have a good WOBA and a good ISO against righties. It's a risk. But if he really has turned that corner like he looked like he has the last three, at a $7,300 price tag, if he can get you 20 or more points, that is tremendous. The wind's blowing out in right field. Keep that in mind. But Gausman can make for an interesting play on your slate. So your middle tier in this order, Paxton, Straley, Maeda, Gausman. Sorry, I mixed it up. Paxton, Straley, Pomeranz, Gausman, Maeda, Hamels. That's your six in that order. Let's get to your two punt plays, which are priced really, really low in my opinion. You got Jordan Montgomery of the New York Yankees at $6,500 at home against Milwaukee. Yes, it's a hitter-friendly park. It's not as hitter-friendly as it would be in Milwaukee. Milwaukee does have power against lefties and righties. He struggled a bit at Houston his last time out, but overall, Jordan Montgomery's been a double-digit point machine, and he's $6,500. Facing the Milwaukee team that strikes out over 26% of the time. Montgomery striking out 23% on the year in the last 30 days. He's 23rd best in barrel FIP. I always tell you how he limits that hard contact so well. He's only gotten barreled 1.7% of the time in the last 30 days. K rate over 22%. Walks are a little high at 9.4, but not horrible. The swingy strike rate is phenomenal with Montgomery. Makes for a really, really interesting play against Milwaukee. 4.92 total is about middle of the pack for Milwaukee, but lefties 286, righties 298. They do have that crazy ice over his lefties. Like I said, the power is there, so he could definitely give up some runs in this one, but the K upside is tremendous at $6,500. Points should be there as long as he doesn't just get shelled out the gate. Then you got Sean Manaea, $6,400 at Seattle. Manaea, since his return, has been great. 19.1, 13.6, 18.1, 11.5, 20.4. Kid's been really, really good this year. Averaging almost 18 DraftKings points per start. He's at Seattle, who strikes out almost 19% of the time versus right-handed or left-handed pitching. Manaea's K rate's 25.4, swinging strike rate at 14.5. Hard contact rate's going down. Ground ball rate about 48%. Manaea is a really, really good spot tonight. And Seattle's team total is where'd you go? There it is. 4-3-2, which is on the bottom half. It's right around the Giants and the Marlins and the Rays. It's right in that ballpark. Lefty's only 218 versus Manaea, righty's 318. And the thing with Seattle is their WOBA was up to 310, which is just about average, barely above average. But their ISO is only 125 versus lefties, which is dreadful. That's lower than the Giants versus righties, a 129. It's barely – Anaheim's a 116 ISO versus lefties. So overall, on the entire slate, the Mariners have the second-worst ISO versus their starting pitcher handedness on the slate. For $6,400, there is tremendous upside. You know, Nelly Cruz could run into one. There are guys that could run into it. But Manaea at 6,400 upside. These two guys down below, Montgomery, Manaea, 1A, 1B to me, just depends on the K upsides with Montgomery, the overall upside with Manaea. Just depends on what angle you want to go at. But 6,500 and 64 respectively, both could be in for nice nights. If they get blown up, it doesn't destroy your team. But definite upside there. Quick recap of your pitching up top. Scherzer, DeGrom, C-Mart in that order. Again, no problem with Greinke and Carrasco. I'm going to temper my risk when I can go down below or pay for those guys. Down below, in the middle, Paxton, Straley, Pomeranz, Gossman, Maeda, and Hamels. I really like all these guys. Just those, that's who I like more than others, basically, if you don't want to play the risk game. And then down below, Montgomery, Manaea, I could care less which one you use. They're both phenomenal options if you're punting. If you're punting, which you might want to, because there's a lot of good bats to target. Let's check out those bats at the catcher's position. You got Gary Sanchez, 47, versus Junior Guerra. Junior Guerra, for Milwaukee. The worst barrel FIP the last 30 days. A barrel FIP of 7.07. That's insane. He's getting barreled 6.4% of the time, striking out a little less than 17%. Walking 17.6% of the batters he's facing. The Yankees team total is 6.08, just below the Rockies as the highest total on the slate. Yankees are a very intriguing play tonight. Posey at 42 versus Straley. Salvador Perez at 39 versus Maeda is definitely worth the look. Perez has been playing very, very well all season. He's averaging 9.1 points in his last 10 games, so he's decent at 39. You know, you got Manny Pena versus lefty Montgomery at 37 for Milwaukee. I don't mind that at all if you're going that direction. It's a nice having a catcher that hits in the middle of the order like Pena does. If you go down some more, it's Monty Grandal versus Hamels at 37. Hamels for Kansas City, not Cole. Jason at 37 is definitely worth the look. JT Realmuto, 37 versus Matt Moore. I almost recommended Matt Moore because he's 5,500 and he's actually pitched really well at home. I just can't stomach rostering more, but if you really, really want to punt pitching and you're okay with getting a pad number, 5,500 is not horrible for more. Chirinos, 36 versus Nolasco. Nolasco's given up so much hard contact this year. It's gotten better of late. He's actually pitched really well his last two starts, but Chirinos always has that power upside. He's averaging 9.2 points his last 10 games. He's 3,600 versus Nolasco. That's got tremendous power upside. And in that matchup, he always seems to be pretty low owned. You got Zunino at 35 versus Manaea. Alex Avila, 3,400 versus Carrasco. If you're fading Carrasco, Avila definitely worth a look in that matchup. Wilson Ramos versus Pomeranz. I mentioned yesterday that Rays had some good options. Ramos being one of them. He's batting cleanup since his return. big night versus Chris Sale. He's 3,300 versus Pomeranz. He's worth a look. As you go down some more, you got like Sandy Leone, 32 versus Odorizzi. Brian McCann, 3,100 versus Aaron Sanchez, making his return for Toronto. McCann at 31 is definitely some upside at a decent price tag right there. Chris Herrmann, if he gets to start for Arizona in Chase Field, catcher outfield eligible, he's 31 versus Adelman. Definitely worth a look there as well. Lefties 340, righties 331 off Adelman. Arizona's in for a nice night if their bats wake up, which they are cold on the road, but returning home might be just what the doctor ordered. As you go down some more, you got like Matt Wieters, 3,100 versus Dickey. Jason Castro, 3K versus Gossman. If you want to go those directions. Marte Maldonado does hit lefties well. If you're fading Cole Hamels, Maldonado at 3K has definitely got some upside in that one. Yan Gomes went deep yesterday. Jordan Zimmerman's been okay of late, but as a whole, just gets hit hard, especially by righties. Yan Gomes, 2,900 with the power upside in his matchup. You got Ryan Hannigan is back for the Rockies. He's 2,900 versus Greg Holland. For Coors catchers, Kevin Smith, our White Sox catchers, only 2,900 in Coors against Marquez. Both those Coors catchers below 3K is not bad at all. You're probably going to want to go give those a good look. As you go down a little farther, not too much more to like down here unless a lineup comes out and gets your attention. Bruce Maxwell might get the start because Fegley's out, but he's a lefty-lefty with Paxton, so I'm not as in love with it as I usually am with Maxwell as my punt options. So, yeah. Pay attention to the lineups if you want a big pump. You got the two Coors guys at 29 and then some other guys above that aren't too bad. First base, Goldschmidt at 49 versus Adelman. It's not bad at all back in Chase Field. You got Jose Abreu at 47 in Coors, which is a really good price tag. Joey Votto, 46 versus Greinke. Votto's got some really good history against Greinke if you want to be GPP relevant. Cody Bellinger versus Jason Hamill at 46. His price tag has been around 5K all week. It's dropped against a guy like Hamill, which is phenomenal. I like Bellinger a lot tonight because people will look up at Goldie, Abreu, and Coors, stuff like that. Bellinger at 46, definitely in play. You got Edwin Encarnacion, who had another big night last night. 33 DraftKings points, 4 for 5, 1 homer. Huge night. He's averaging over 10 points his last 10 games. And he's facing Zimmerman at 4,500. I like E5 quite a bit tonight as well. Napoli at 45 versus Nolasco. It's hard to pay that much for Napoli, but he is streaking. He's hitting the ball extremely well his last few games. He had 4 points last one out with an 18, 14, 14, 16, 11. In that hitters-friendly park, great hitting conditions against Nolasco is intriguing. Eric Thames at 44 is not horribly. It's lefties really, really well. Lomo versus Pomeranz at 44. Eric Hosmer versus Maeda at 44. We did mention how lefties have had a little bit of success versus Maeda. Maeda is pitching better, but if you're fading him, Hosmer at 44 is not bad at all. Mark Reynolds only 44 and Coors versus Holland is a great price tag. That's too cheap for a Coors bat against Holland with that power upside. Definitely in play at 4,400. Zimmerman 43 versus Dickey's not bad at all. Belt versus Straley at 42 is worth a look if you're don't want to go that route, but you're picking guys in AT&T where you can pay a little more or a little less for better hitting environments, so just keep that in mind. Like Hanram 41 versus Odorizzi is okay. As you go down some more, like CJ Cron's facing Cole Hamels, he hits very well versus lefties with power. He's 3,800. Trey Mancini is 3,700 bucks. First base outfield eligible versus Jorge. He had 14 points last night with two doubles. He hits righties with a lot of power, so keep him in mind. If you ever want to go cheap, he's 37. Yeah, Kendrys Morales, 37. Matt Davidson and Coors, he's first base, third base eligible. If he's in the lineup, there's no DH. So you got Abreu and Frazier will probably crack the lineup. So Davidson might not even make the lineup. But if he does, he's only 3,700. I know he's been slumping mightily, but great price for a Coors option. Adam Lynn, 37 versus Dickey. Has some decent history versus Dickey. Freddie Freeman, he's first base and third base eligible now. Third base eligible. He's 37 versus Scherzer. Lefties do have a tendency to hit Scherzer with a little bit of power. If you want to be GPP play only, Freeman at 37 is not a horrible gamble, but it is not a great gamble. One price I love is Miggy Cabrera, $3,600. I don't care if it's Carlos Carrasco. Miggy Cabrera is one of the best hitters ever. Not just this year, ever in baseball. So $3,600 for Miggy isn't bad at all. Yuli Gurriel hits righties just as well as he hits lefties, $3,600. Pujols, 36 for his Hamels. But Gurriel's been playing really well. He had a bad night last night, but as a whole, he's been hitting really well of late, $3,600. Mentioned Avila at 34. That's a good price for him. He's usually over 4K. Got Matt Carpenter if you're fading to Grom at 34, but I'd probably go elsewhere. Ryan Healy, first base, third base, hits with a lot of power versus lefties and righties, but facing a lefty in Paxton at 34. If you want to be a GPP play to fade Paxton, you can go that route for sure. As you go down a little farther, like Mitch Moreland, who's struggling a ton, but he's only 3,100 versus Odorizzi, so there is upside there. One punt I love. He's first base outfield eligible if he cracks the lineup. That's an if. Tyler Moore of the Marlins. He's a right-handed stick, faces lefties a lot. Decent power upside against Matt Moore at $3,100. You know, I got Jose Ramirez, our St. Louis bat, $2,900 versus DeGrom. Luke Voit, who's swinging it well for St. Louis versus DeGrom, he's 26th. And that's about all you really have at first base value-wise, but your value's against extremely good pitchers, so you pick your poison there. Let's head over to second base, where we are led off with Jose Altuve at $5,100. The guy is just on fire, continues to match 18 more points last night. He's averaging 15.4 his last 10 games. Doesn't matter if it's righties or lefties. Altuve, phenomenal play again tonight. You got Murphy at 5K versus Dickey. Then you got Jose Ramirez, second base, third base at 49. 24 more points last night. He's averaging 14.2 his last 10 games. And he's facing Zimmerman, who's a mess. Like last night, I had Altuve and Ramirez in a lot of lineups together. And they turned out very well. Great matchup there. You got Robbie Cano, 4,500 versus Manaea. He hits lefties just fine. Rugi Odor's day-to-day, if he cracks the lineup, he's 44 versus Nolasco. He's hitting it well with a lot of power of late. He's definitely in play. Descalso in Arizona, I hate the price tag, but he has been playing well. He's second base outfield eligible. If he's in the lineup, he's $4,300, but he's got back-to-back double-digit games. There's upside there, but the price tag's really steep for Descalso. You got Dozier versus Gausman at 41. Righties do hit Gausman extremely well. Pedroia, really, really good history versus Odorizzi. Loves facing Odorizzi. He's $4,100 in that matchup. You go down a little more. You got Whit Merrifield at 4K, swinging a good stick. You got LeMahieu and Coors versus Holland at 4K. That's tremendous pricing there. Really good. Scooter Gennett swinging a hot, hot bat. He had a great series in Colorado and overall swinging it well. He's only 39 versus Greinke. If you're fading Greinke, that's got some upside. Yolmer Sanchez, my boy Yolmer, who we use a lot in Coors against Marquez, is only $3,800. That's a nice cheap Coors piece of the pie. As you go down some more, you got the likes of Joe Panik at 37. Jason Kipnis only 36 for Zimmerman, usually leading off for Cleveland. Slumping a little bit of late, but not horrible. Kinsler at 35. Yeah, it's Drew Cabrera if you're fading C-Mart or you want just a one-off. He's 33. Jed Lowry switch hitting 33 versus Paxton. They're options, not great options, but options. DeJong's down to 32 versus DeGrom. That's a bit risky, but it's the battle of the does. If you go down some more, you got like Wilmer Defoe. He's 29 versus Dickey, second base shortstop. Brandon Phillips, 28 versus Scherzer. That's ridiculously cheap, but it is Scherzer. If Ari Adrianza cracks the lineup versus Gausman at 26, I like that with some nice upside. That'd be a nice punt if he cracks the lineup, but that is a big if. So that's your second baseman on the slate. Going over to third base, you're led off by Nolan Arenado, 52 in Coors versus Holland. That's still too cheap, in my opinion. Arenado is the play right there. If you're not paying there, Jose Ramirez at 49 is outstanding. Turner was one of the final vote-getters for the National League All-Star. He's 47 versus Hamill. Very good play as well. I got Sano at 46. The Todd Father, 46 in Coors. Beltre, 45 versus Nolasco. I like a bunch. But here's one for you. He's like 8 or 9 guys down on the list. Jake Lamb is back in Chase Field, guys. He double-donged last night off a lefty, which is rare for Jacob to hit one, let alone two. But Rake Lamb is back in Coors versus a righty in Adelman, who gets raked by lefties and righties, and he's only $4,500. That is an outstanding play tonight. Yeah, Rendon at 44 versus Dickey. Moustakas, 42 versus Maeda. Moustakas is on fire. Maeda gets hit by lefties a little bit. That's not bad at all. Marwin Gonzalez for Houston. He's 41 versus Aaron Sanchez, third base outfield eligible. I like him a ton. He went deep last night. He's averaging a 9 points a game in his last 10. He's only 4,100. Some good guys in this third base, 4-plus tier, as always. As you go down, Machado, $3,800 if you want to play for upside. Josh Donaldson's only 37 versus Morton. Morton is making his return from the DL. Donaldson's been slumping, but he had 14 points last night in a good ballpark, decent matchup. He's only 37. That's really, really cheap for a guy with the upside Josh Donaldson has, so keep him in mind. As you go down some more, I mentioned Davidson earlier, he's 37. Freeman, 37. Longo versus a lefty in Pomeranz. We know Pomeranz can be good, but he's also been very hittable. Longo loves facing lefties. He's only 3,600 in that matchup. Keep him in mind. Castellanos, 35 versus Carrasco with his hard exit velocity. Yonel Escobar hits lefties extremely well. He's 35 versus Cole Hamels. Bregman's been swinging a hot bat. Had a great night again last night. He's 3,400 versus Aaron Sanchez. Keep Bregman in mind. He had 24 points last night. Played really, really well. I've been using him a lot lately. The Astros as a whole, if you can get any piece of the pie, like I tell you, that Gurriel, Bregman bottom part has been great. Then you wrap it around with Springer Altuve. You go down some more. Chase Headley, 34 versus Garrett, if you want a GPP play down there. But as you go below, there's really not a ton to like at third base on this slate. You got Jay Guan Huang at 26 for the Giants versus Straley if you want to try to punt there. But other than that, really nothing too exciting. You got Johan Camargo at 2,200 versus Scherzer if you're going to get like totally punty, not caring about a zero. Shortstop, Carlos Correa, 51 versus Sanchez is really good. Corey Seager at 47 versus Hamels, really good. Gene Segura versus a lefty in Manaea at 46, I like quite a bit. I'm not going to purposely go to fade Manaea, but Segura's definitely got the upside. Yeah, Didi Gregorius at 45 is a solid play versus Guerra, who, remember, is one of the worst in barrel FIP. Anderson Simmons versus a lefty at 44 is intriguing. Orlando Arcia at 43 versus lefty Montgomery is intriguing. Chris Owings against Allen at 42, that's a great price tag down the list. Really good matchup there. Lindor at 4K versus Zimmerman, I like a ton. That's got some tremendous upside. Trevor Story versus a lefty in Coors is only $3,900. That's extremely tempting, even though Story has been horrible. It's been a horror story. Sorry, had to do it. That is a tremendous upside play if you're into that gamble. But yeah, there's a handful of Coors guys in the low fours to the high threes that I don't mind tonight. You can really make some interesting lineups with some tremendous upside tonight. You got Zach Kozar at 34 versus Granke. Ketel Marte is a sneaky shortstop option tonight. He's 3,400 versus Adelman in Chase Field. He went deep last night off Richard. Marte was on fire this year in AAA. Good prospect with Seattle. Got traded over in the Segura deal. He might be worth a look at 3,400. I like him a lot tonight. Drew Cabrera, mentioned him earlier at 33. Got Jorge Polanco at 32 versus Gossman. DeJong, second base shortstop eligible. Now he got the shortstop eligibility. He's 32. As you go down some more, Jose Reyes versus C-Mart at 31, third base shortstop. Marcus Semien's back. I saw that late yesterday and threw him in some lineups. He had a big night. He's 31 versus Paxton. We know Semien's got a lot of power versus lefties. If you're fading Paxton, you can make a nice little mini A's stack or have some A's one-offs in there that aren't horrible. Brandon Crawford, 3K versus Straley. Crawford's been horrible, but the price tag has the upside. Steven Drew and Wilmer Defoe for Washington at 2,900. One of them will be playing shortstop. Adam Rosales versus a lefty. Hits lefties well. He's 2,800 if he cracks the lineup. Our boy Riddle's 28 versus Moore. There's a Adrian's at 26. If he's playing, I like him as a punt today. Tyler Wade versus Garrett for 2,500. That's tremendous upside against a bad pitcher. Echeverria versus Pomeranz at only 25 is a decent punt. And then Soo Wee Lin, he's third base shortstop eligible for Boston. Been playing a ton. Bogaerts left hurt yesterday. Lin's 2,500 versus Odorizzi. I like that upside. He's averaging 7 points his last 10 games for $2,500 with averaging 7 points. That's not a bad play at all for a punt. That's head of the outfield. We're going to wrap it up. Got Aaron Judge at 5,600. That's outstanding. Blackman at 56 is great. Betts with the goose egg last night. He's 53 tonight. He's been on fire. Harper at 53 versus Dickey. Springer at 51 versus Sanchez. Springer had a dud last night at like 3 points, but he's been amazing. I love him again. Kepler continues to rake his tags up to 4,600. Another good matchup. 11 points last night, averaging 10 points his last 10 games. He's in a great spot versus Gausman. Ryan Braun versus a lefty at 46. I love Braun. He's been hitting good, period, but against a lefty, you target. Benintendi, 46 versus Odorizzi. AJ Pollock, 46. He really hasn't done much since his return. 3-2-5. Those are his point totals. But he faced some tough lefties. He's back home. He's against a pitcher that's very hittable in Adelman. Pollock at 46 could be a good play. Melky Cabrera in Coors, he's been on fire. He's 46 versus Marquez. Bellinger, I mentioned him at 46, as a great play. Josh Reddick, 45 versus Sanchez. Reddick has been on fire as well. He's batting second in the lineup. He's averaging 12.1 points his last 10 games. He's definitely in play tonight. The Astros are always in play right now. Eric Thames at 44. Steven Souza Jr. at 44 versus Pomerantz. He's been better against righties than lefties. Shinsu Chu leading off for Texas at 44 versus Nolasco is very nice. Carlos Gomez, great career history against Nolasco. I told you how he likes to crush it at home. He's been doing that again this week. He's 4,400 versus Nolasco. He's worth the look. Yeah, Stanton at 44 versus the lefty Matt Moore in San Francisco. That's terrifying. Rosario for Minnesota and Gardner for the Yanks at 43 are both okay plays. You got Nelly Cruz versus the lefty Manaea at 43 is not bad at all. K with the Chris Davis went deep last night. He's 43. So Cruz and Davis both power upside in their matchups in Seattle. Marcelo Zuna crushes lefties just like Stanton does. He's 43 versus Moore. You got JD Martinez at 42. Nomar Mazara at 42 with the power upside versus Nolasco. I mentioned Chris Owens at 42 earlier. Amel Tapia, 42 versus the lefty Holland. Christian Yelich's been swinging a hot bat. He's 42 versus the lefty Moore. There's Marwin Gonzalez, who I mentioned at 41 with some nice value. Cameron Maybin's hit Hamels very well in his career. He's 4,100. Keep him in mind. Corey Dickerson hits lefties pretty well. He's 4K. Adam Duvall at 4K against Granke's risky but interesting. Jock Jams at 4K has tremendous upside. I like that Jock Jams play versus Hamels for only 4K. The power upside there, you know, Jock Jams doesn't hit for average. We know that, but the power is there. Trumbo hit a Trum bomb last night. He's 39 versus Jorge. Do on some more. David Peralta back home is only 3,900 bucks. That's got some value. He slumped of late, but again, Arizona as a team slumped of late. They're back home in a great matchup, so you kind of try to forget those little things. If it continues, then we look into it some more, but they had a tough stretch there against some tough pitching, so just keep that in mind. The Coors stuff I can't explain as much, but the LA stuff I totally understand. You have Scooter at 39 versus Granke, who I mentioned. Cargos 39 versus Holland and Coors. Hernan Perez, 38's okay. Avisel Garcia in Coors versus Marquez is only 3,800 bucks. That is tremendous. Love that play. I love Adam Engel, especially if he's leading off in Coors against Marquez for 3,800. That's tremendous. Denard Span at 38 versus Straley. He's been swinging a really good battle late. That's got upside. Brantley and Zimmerman for Cleveland versus Jordan Zimmerman. Or Brantley and Chisenhall for Cleveland against Jordan Zimmerman. Only 3,700 bucks. Those tags are way too cheap. Way too cheap. Mentioned Mancini at 37 earlier. Tommy Pham, 37 versus DeGrom if you're in that mode. As you go down some more, Justin Upton's only 36. He's on fire. Robbie Grossman, 36. A very sneaky, sneaky play. Jay Bruce, if you're fading, C-Mart's 36. I did mention how lefties are only 280. Or no, that's the wrong one. Lefties 318, righties 236 off C-Mart. So, you know, if you want some one-offs, I wouldn't, like, dedicate a stack to it. But Bruce at 36 has that upside. As you go down some more, there's a lot of good stuff in this lower four range. Cole Calhoun, 34 versus Hamels in Texas isn't bad. Matt Joyce probably not leading off against the lefty. As you go down some more, Billy Hamilton versus Granke at 34 is intriguing. He's got to get on base first. Brian Goodwin's 34 versus Dickey. Not bad at all. Bradley Zimmer's 33 versus Zimmerman with some tremendous upside. Seth Smith leading off for Baltimore at 33 with some very nice upside on that one. As you go down some more, Rajay Davis hits lefties well, probably leading off at 33 versus Paxton as a cheaper option. Mitch Haniger, 33 versus Manaea, has some upside. Scott Schebler with his power is only $3,300 versus Greinke. That's a good GPP play. Inciarte, 33 versus Scherzer. If you're on the GPP mode, some upside cheap tags there. Adam Jones has been struggling with only 31 versus Jorge. That's a nice value if you're looking that direction. As we get down some more, I mentioned Chris Herman at 31 at a catcher. He's catcher outfield. Tyler Moore, first base outfield. I mentioned he's 31. These are some nice lower price guys you could look into on your slate. As you get down, Matt Kemp, 3K versus Scherzer. I'm not saying go run to that, but GPP-wise, you can be contrarian with some interesting stuff down here. As you go a little farther, I love Clint Frazier at 27 versus Guerra. Frazier's a really good bat. He's played, like, I believe, in every game since he's been called up. He's batting towards the bottom of the order, but against Garrett, there's a ton of upside for some thump in that matchup. And then as you go down some more, there wasn't too much I liked down here when I looked last night. Let me take a quick look again. Maybe they'll have some lineups with some guys come out that you could attack, but you got like Austin Slater versus Straley at 23 if you want a real punt with the Giants. But my lowest guy is probably Frazier there for the Yanks at 27 or 26, whatever I said it was. But yeah, decent guys in that 35 to 4K range, most likely in the outfield if you don't want to pay up. So there you have it. There's your 13-game slate. Don't forget the two-game early. Pirates, Cubs, Padres, Phillies. But on your main slate, 13 games, you're pitching top tier. Scherzer, DeGrom, C-Mart in the middle. Paxton, Straley, Pomeranz, Gausman, Maeda, and Hamels. Down below, you got Montgomery and Manaea. Both really good options there. For your stacking pleasures, you have Coors, obviously, in play. Colorado versus Derek Holland. Lefties, 252. Righties, 362. Lock and load. Some cheapies there. Yankees versus Guerra. I love a 6.08 total in that one. You got White Sox versus Marquez, 590 total. Lefties, 363. Righties, 331. There was a lot of really, really cheap White Sox. That was just insane. Indians versus Jordan Zimmermann, 5.33 total. I love, if you're going outside of Coors, Yankees are very nice. I love the Indians again. Lefties, 337. Righties, 369 off Zimmermann. They were priced down because Zimmerman's actually pitched well of late, so that was interesting. Texas versus Nolasco, the hitting environment's tremendous in that matchup. 5.32 total. Lefties, 315. Righties, 342. I really like some Rangers in this one. Carlos Gomez, especially. I think he's in for a home run tonight. Chirinos is a value catcher at 3,700, I believe it was, with power upside. And there's other bats, obviously, Beltre, Andrus, Gallo for the home run, Ding Dong upside. Tons of guys to target in Texas. Baltimore versus Jorge is interesting just because it's small sample, young kid. Baltimore could easily go off tonight. Minnesota versus Gausman, lefties 307, righties 369. And I got Dozier and Sano with big upside there. Kepler's been on fire. Grossman, on-base machine. Rosario, sneaky power. There's different ways. I'm not saying go ahead and you have to stack them all, but if you're making one-offs, with the way the totals are so high tonight, you go one, like two-man, you know, some two-man stacks, maybe a three-man, but do a lot of one-offs for power upside. Could be in for some nice slates, especially with the cheaper pitchers. You can get a lot of the higher guys, plus there's tremendous value with power upside all over the place. I love Arizona versus Adelman at 502. Maybe people won't look there because it's like the 10th total down the board, team total-wise. Some people flock to team totals and they run straight to the top. I like to recommend a lot that I like in the middle to you guys as well. The tops are great for obvious reasons, but Arizona at 5.02 at Chase Field, Coors Light against Adelman, lefties 340, righties 331. They have a WOBA of 344 and an ISO of 196, both tremendous versus right-handed pitching. I told you Jake Lamb's too cheap, Peralta too cheap in the outfield, some other guys to really take aim at. I think Pollock might finally get going in this matchup. You got Goldie. Tim Herman's cheap if you need a cheaper option. Lots to like in Arizona against Adelman. Lots to like. Like a month or two ago, that would have been like the top stack of the night, but it's getting overlooked because they had a bad road trip. People need to forget this stuff. They are back home. It's like Colorado. When they return to Coors, do we forget that? No. Arizona is Coors Light, people. Keep that in mind. Brewers versus Jordan Montgomery. I love Jordan Montgomery tonight. That doesn't mean the Brewers won't run into a couple home runs. They might not have a big overall day like putting rallies together, but they're intriguing. And then I love the Astros, Aaron Sanchez making his return. We know Sanchez is a great pitcher, It's just a matter of how healthy is he, and you're facing a juggernaut in the Astros. If the Astros hit a dud, that's fine. I've been riding them for a long time, and they've done very good to me. So if the dud's tonight, the dud's tonight. That is what it is. But at a 486 total, 356 wOBA, 207 ISO, both highest on the slate in both departments versus their handedness. Those are just outstanding numbers at a middle-priced point that people might not look at. Dodgers versus Jason Hamels. Lefties are hitting 337 versus Hamels. Another great spot. I think Jock Jams is in a sneaky spot tonight. Plus, you know, I love Bellinger's price tag. That's tremendous. And then others. Grandal hits lefties well. There's some sneaky, righties well. There's sneaky plays out there. Seager, Turner, lots to like in the Dodgers game in that matchup. You go down, you're like, you know, Boston's an okay play with against Hoda Rizzi's. Righties 334, lefties 278. Told you Pedroia's great history against him. You just keep going, you know. Rays versus Pomeranz is sneaky. I like Pomeranz a lot, but there's always upside in some of these matchups as you go around. If you want a quick BVP glance on the ones with the higher, I'll just scroll through this real quick. I looked through it earlier. Like Ryan Zimmerman versus Dickey's 14 for 39 lifetime with two doubles, four homers for a 359 clip. That's something to keep an eye on. You go down somewhere. Nick Marquez, because he's at 275, 11 for 40 against Scherzer. It's not great, but it's a decent sample size with minimal success just to think about. Kipnis, small sample, 5 for 8 lifetime, but a double, a triple against against Zimmerman. So three of his five hits are extra bases. Jose Ramirez has a triple and a homer in his two hits versus Zimmerman. I love Ramirez. As you go down some more, you got JD Martinez, 8 for 22, a 364 clip, two doubles, two homers off Carrasco. There's some decent BVP with the Tigers versus Carrasco, even though he shut them down in Detroit his last time out. He has been better on the road than at home. It's just a gamble against Detroit because you never know which Detroit team's going to show up. Red Sox versus Odorizzi. Bogart's likely out, but he's 9 for 24 at 375 clip. I mentioned Pedroia. He's 11 for 27, two doubles, two homers, a 407 batting average versus Odorizzi. Carlos Gomez, 5 for 12. It's a small sample, but two of those five hits are home runs for a 417 clip versus Melasco. I like that a lot. Cameron Maimon, 13 for 38 lifetime for a 342 average, four doubles and a triple versus Cole Hamels. Eric Young Jr. is 10 for 29 with two doubles, a 345 clip versus Cole Hamels if he cracks the lineup. As you go down some more, there's not too much left, I don't believe, down here. Oh, yeah, Joey Votto, I like that one. This is a sneaky one because people will overlook it versus Greinke, but in a great hitter's ballpark today, he's 12 for 29 lifetime with four doubles and three home runs, a 414 clip off of Zach Greinke. Some guys just have him. Remember Trevor Story? He's had a horrible year. He's got great BVP. He took him deep the other day. BVP is not the answer to build your lineups all the time, but there is at least an angle if you're looking for certain things. But that's about it for your BVP. So there you have it. You have a two-game early, 13-game main slate. Really good stuff. Hope you guys are ready for the weekend. Lots to like. UFC preview. Do a little preview of Tough 25. Then we preview the UFC 213 preview. Tough 25 tonight. UFC 213 tomorrow night. That's already available on your SoundCloud, Spreaker, iTunes. The article will be out later. That's myself. Doc, as usual, at positive_vig. And then we have a special guest, Chris. You can find him on Twitter, at CWalkBet. Great stuff from him on the podcast. We recorded it last night. It is up and ready for you. We'll have your NASCAR. They head to Kentucky. The real Josh G, he's been crushing it. Last week was just craziness. No, you can't predict restrictor plate races. But this is a course he's familiar with, lived close to it for a while. It'll be up later today. Really good stuff there. But more importantly, good luck on tonight's action. Good 13-game slate. Good tournaments. The $4 20 max, 30% get paid with a $5,000 up top, which is nice. Some other really good stuff to look at. But good luck tonight. Hit me up on Twitter, at BDIntric, with any questions. Check us out, thesportsdegens.com, at thesportsdegens. I'll be back with you tomorrow. But this was your MLB DFS Quick Hits July 7th edition. I'm out.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. no matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.